This is Catherine Fabrizio with Daughters Rising for help for the good daughter suffering from the good daughter syndrome. Do you have a narcissistic mother? Here are three signs she's passed her insecurities down to you. Do you feel inadequate, struggle with self-doubt, and not know why? Could it be that your mother relates to you in a toxic way, and you're so used to it, you can't even see it? It may seem normal to you that you second-guess your every decision and apologize constantly. You aren't quite sure where you begin, where you end, and your mother begins. You may have been so used to living this way, you aren't even aware that life could be any different. What makes for a toxic mother? Underneath many a demanding and controlling mother's facade is an insecure person who worries that she'll be found out, or a meek and mild wounded mother who isn't outwardly critical but drags her daughter down in more subtle ways. Narcissistic personality disorder or narcissistic traits can be overt or covert. A desperate insecurity lies at the base of each one. Insecurity is what makes her toxic. It works like this. Deep down, mom has little self-worth, and since her daughter needs her daughter to boost her sense of self. The daughter in the role of good daughter picks this up at the unconscious level. She experiences herself as an extension of mom without being fully conscious of why she's doing so, and works at being good for mom. Many times a good daughter knows or suspects her difficult mother is narcissistic, borderline, histrionic, depressed, or codependent. The label may or may not be technically correct. However, the daughter does know this for sure. She knows she is very attuned to the effect she has on her mother. Many a difficult mother plays on her daughter's eagerness to please. The daughter's childlike self has a very hard time telling mom things that she knows mom doesn't want to hear. Daughters have an almost sixth sense of how mom's feeling about herself and not know how to tell mom to stop giving her unwanted advice and still feel like a good person. Here are three signs that you are carrying your mother's insecurities into your life. Number one, you know the phrase all too well, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. You will do just about anything to keep mom happy, even if it means making you, your husband or partner, or even children unhappy. As much as you hate to admit it, making mom happy comes first. Number two, you try extra hard to be good for mom. You are hyper aware of how your actions make your mother look to others. Number three, you run all your major life decisions by mom first. If she doesn't think you should take the job, marry the man, change your hairstyle, you second guess yourself. When a daughter in the role of the good daughter feels she owes her mother happiness, neither party is served. This cycle can be insidious and fueled by guilt that many a daughter is unaware that her life has been hijacked by mom's problems, her insecurities. She may be unaware that her mother's problems aren't really hers to solve. The good daughter buys into the unconscious fantasy that says if she is good enough, mom will be okay. The problem is, she may spend a lifetime, waste a lifetime trying to be good enough for mom. And her own daughter will suffer because she's so tied to being good for mom. The adult daughter of the difficult mother can't be an effective mother to her own daughter. And it doesn't work. It can't work because change is an inside job. You can't give your mother or your daughter self-worth. You can, however, tap into your feminine essence, rewire your brain, and parent your own daughter from a place of confidence. But clearing up this toxicity in your relationship with your own mother, you supercharge your ability to parent your daughter. One impacts the other in powerful ways. Will you say, enough? I want to clear away the blocks that keep me from being the best mother I can be. The cycle of shame, guilt, and self-doubt stops here.